Excellence in handling the material is the thing that gives distinction, always. But now we have enlarged the field of choice, that's all. So that if an old colored fella, who was one of the originators of jazz in New Orleans in 1900, happens to be discovered, as old Bunk Johnson was, by a fellow named Williams from Pittsburgh, who said, gee, I wonder what's happened to old Bunk. I wonder where he is. I wonder if we could find him. They went down, found him on his little rice farm, said, Bunk, do you think you could still play? He said, yes, I could if I had my teeth. Well, he said, do you think if we got you some teeth? He says, yeah, got the old horn there. I could try it. So they got the teeth and gave it to Bunk, and Bunk played all right. So he came up to New York. You didn't happen to be in on it, did you? Wasn't that marvelous? Well, I was so impressed that I came home and wrote a poem about old Bunk Johnson. This is old Bunk's band. These are men, the gaunt, unforesold, the vocal, blatant, stand up, stand up. The slap of a bass string, pick-ping, the horn, the hollow horn, long drawn out, a hound deep tone, choking, choking, while the treble reed races alone, ripples, screams, slow to fast, to second to first. These are men, drum, 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 the ancient cry, escaping crapulence, eats through, transcendent, torn, tears, turn, town, tense, turns, and backs off whole, leaps up, stomps down, rips through. These are men, beneath whose force the melody limps, to proclaim, proclaims, run, and lie down, and slow measures to rest, and not never need no more. These are men, men. Old Bunk fascinated me.